So now we'll open up for public comment. I'm like, I didn't ever so loud. If anybody has anything they would like to comment.
I just like would like to take a minute to welcome Mr. Hunter here for school board meeting as the association president for a local chapter. We're happy to work with you and help smooth anything that we can or give any input that we can. We enjoy working with the board. I also wanted to take a minute to extend our appreciation for the board approving the contract to continue to allow us to participate in contract discussions. I really appreciate that. I wanted you to know that from me. I shared that with our building representatives, I know that we're all very pleased to be able to continue in those discussions. And just in getting to speak after that phenomenal group, how honored I am to be a part of our district, to work with such incredible people who are all endeavoring in student success at the end of the day. You, me, them. Bus drivers, custodians, all of us, that's what our jobs come down to, is trying to do our little part in a great work towards helping our students be successful and go out and be happy individuals in the world. So thank you for allowing me to do what I do, and I hope to help you do what you do. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's public. Do you have anything? You're good. Okay. Well, move on to board member comments. Okay.
It's been said before, and I'm going to say it again. 566 years. If you stack them end to end, that goes back to the year 1459. And I think that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's an amazing amount of time and experience and everything else. And a lot of those people that we talked about today meant a lot to me and were in school when I was in school. And I feel like I owe part of the man I am today because of those people. And it's astonishing to see that list of people and their experience. I'm probably like others. I still think my favorite moment was Randy Mehmet when he said he coached the girls' basketball. I thought that was the greatest thing I'd heard all day. I don't know. I don't know where else to go. I have a lot of respect for teachers, especially this time of year. I know what they're going through as far as end of year testing and trying to wind everything up. And I hope you take that back to the other teachers, that we do understand and appreciate, especially this time. I mean, throughout the year, but this time of year can be hectic. I appreciate everything that's being done. I'm excited to work with Superintendent Hunter. I mean, we're going to get him wearing some Miller blue here shortly.
Delta red.
You're in the minority. Listen, you realize that, right?
Listen, I like my odds.
I am wearing blue today. I am wearing blue.
I'm excited. I'm excited to work with him. I'm excited just looking at the future and looking at the potential that is still within Millard School District. And that's all I've got for today.
I am so grateful for all the educators and bus drivers, all those people that have had impact on our children and now my grandchildren too. There's not a better place to raise your children than in this county, and there's no more dedicated teachers than in this county. And we, going forward in the future, I hope that we'll be able to rekindle our excitement for learning and for education and for striving to be the best in everything that we do. I hope that we will learn to trust and believe and know that we need to be accountable in all areas of our lives. It was cool for me today because I had worked with so many of those ladies, and I admire them. They've all done great things for the children in our district, and I too am excited to work with our new leadership. I'm excited to see the culture change that Superintendent Hunter will bring.
I could just echo everything you guys said. I am so thankful for those that have dedicated so many years to the kids in this district in so many different aspects. Even a spontaneous coach, like he said. I mean, just to step up and do it, you know? Like, it's amazing. And my children have had multiple people here influence them, and I'm like, it's been a great honor. I also, those academic All-States, and I know we only ended up with three of them here, but it really is a huge accomplishment for them. And I mean, they made it all the way to the end of their senior year and kept that 4-0, the spring one, you know, they made it. And that's pretty impressive. I'm excited for the graduations coming up. It's one of my favorite time of year to go recognize these students and their accomplishments. And I think the class of 2025 is a great class, and I'm really excited to celebrate with them in the next couple of weeks. I'm thankful for our teachers. I know Teacher Appreciation Week, some schools it's this week, some schools it's next, but I know it's... I hope they're feeling the love and appreciation that people have for them. And I am also excited to work with Superintendent Hunter, and I appreciate his leadership and his guidance. That's your turn.
Oh, I didn't know that. today was, for me, was really an incredible day on a lot of levels. Public education, regardless of where we live, is the lifeblood of our communities. And it was kind of a very refreshing thing for me to see the families of the school district employees here and looking at them as they had a lot of love and respect for those individuals being honored. Public education is a job that I believe that no job, all jobs are educator jobs. We all are educators, regardless of title. And educators give so much of their self to other kids during the day, and in turn they have to go home and be parents when the day's over, and it's hard sometimes. And a lot of sacrifice from a lot of people to help kids become young adults and move on. So it was just refreshing for me to see some incredible families that I don't know. But it's a universal thing, and it was, this week has been a whirlwind, obviously, but so refreshing to see there are just common things that are still alive and well in small communities and in Utah. So that's all I have.
Yeah, I there's 20 retirees all those years. It's sad to see them go, but I'm happy for them. The district is being hit particularly hard. Five of those 20, one-fourth, if I'm doing my math right, are from the district office, which is just huge. I've worked with each of those individuals pretty closely, and they are five of the best people that I know. And it's been a pleasure to work with them. Super excited for this next stage in their lives. It's you know, it's an awesome thing. That's kind of what they look forward to all their careers. But I also think they've enjoyed every moment along the way, and wouldn't do it any other way. I'm super grateful that I've been able to work with such great people. The district, the teachers that have been retired, that are retiring, the assistants, the bus drivers. It just goes to show the amazing caliber of people that we have in the district. Our children, my children, are super lucky to be here and to be influenced by such great people. I'm grateful for that every day. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've come to the end of our agenda, so meeting adjourned. We're done.